FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Donald Trump campaigns in Ohio this Labor Day, still trying to settle questions about exactly where he stands on illegal immigration.
Donald Trump was unclear, perhaps deliberately, last Wednesday when he spoke about illegal immigration. His latest position is that undocumented persons in the U.S. who have committed other serious crimes will face deportation quickly is now a given. But on NBC's Meet the Press, Trump running mate Governor Mike Pence suggested the GOP team was back to the old basic Trump tenet regarding all of those in the country illegally.
If people want to get legalized or want to get right under the color of the law, they need to leave the country.
Trump's plan would allow millions of people to get right by applying to become a legal immigrant after they've self-deported or been kicked out. Bob Costantini, Washington.
President Obama's news conference from the G20 summit in China was to have taken place last hour. Now they say it has been pushed back. It will begin in about 15 minutes, we're told. North Korea has fired 3 ballistic missiles off its east coast. The missiles were launched from western North Korea and flew across the country before splashing down in the waters off its east coast, coming within Japan's air defense zone.
This is something that has been picked up by Washington as well, a senior U.S. administration official telling CNN that this launch was reckless, saying that it could potentially pose a threat to civil aviation and also to the maritime issues in the region.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. Tropical storm Hermine is hundreds of miles offshore, but could still be a threat to coastal areas. Meteorologist Chad Myers.
It's about 150 miles or so farther to the east, and because of that, didn't get the pushback with the cloud cover. Obviously, there's still big waves out there. I've seen some on the buoys this morning at 17 feet. The storm is still 70 miles per hour. It's still meandering out there. It's still going to be with us for a couple of days. The waves are high right on shore. The tides are about 1.5 to 2 feet above where they should be, and it's still forecast to get a little bit closer.
But Myers says the rain is going to stay offshore and will not present a problem for the East Coast. Ocean City's wrapping up the last official weekend of summer. Now, Tropical Storm Hermine did put a bit of a damper on the weekend, but overall, it's been a busy summer for the city.
The last 4 weeks have been about as crowded as I've ever seen it in Ocean City.
Mayor Rick Meehan says rain early in the season put the summer off to a slow start, but
once we got into July and got into the White Marlin Open and some of those big traditional type of weeks, the crowds just seemed to keep growing.
And then the sun came out and brought the heat with it.
When it's really hot, there's no better place to be than Ocean City.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And as we get ready to begin the first week of fall, gas prices are still in a summer mood.
Whether you're one of the 851,000 people who headed out of the area for the weekend or stayed closer to home, you may have noticed gas prices are holding steady. The AAA says prices in the D.C. metro area are at $2.20, still cheaper than the national average of $2.20. But it may not be all good news. The end of summer, they say, means the end of many road trips. And then there's still the Hermine factor as well. The storm could help to drive up prices in the coming weeks. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Nationals plan to honor outgoing D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier today. Ahead of this afternoon's game against the Atlanta Braves, the Nationals will honor Lanier with what they're calling a special tribute. Checking your money. The markets are closed today. The Dow opens today tomorrow at 18,492. The NASDAQ at 52.50. Sports, the Nats fall again to the Mets. The O's lose to the Yankees. WMDA, the Mystics beat Dallas. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer. at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here at Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Because it is a holiday, we have restrictions, the HOV restrictions lifted on the following roads. The Beltway 270, 95, 66, and 395. New York Avenue eastbound still closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road, so you want to use Rhode Island Avenue instead. The Anacostia Freeway southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Beltway. It's a 10-minute commute this hour. 395 northbound between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge, more like 12. In Virginia, 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. It's a 15-minute commute. No issues to talk about on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge either direction. And as far as mass transit is concerned, on Metro's Orange Line, buses replace trains between Stadium Armory and Benning Road today because of track work. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine will get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow, high 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Vienna, 61 in Waldorf, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. President Obama warns China there will be consequences if Beijing violates international rules and norms. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Laboring along on this Labor Day weekend, Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Yeah, it is indeed Labor Day. We've got you covered there with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. Lots going on as well. And one of the big news stories over the weekend, and we continue to get reaction, which is kind of funny if you think about it. There's so much hysterical reaction. And when I say hysterical, I don't mean funny. I mean hysterical, you know, as liberals tend to do, regarding Donald Trump going to church. And it's almost one of those kinds of situations where you wonder if they're protesting a little bit too much, as Donald Trump on Saturday went to a church in Detroit, Michigan with, by the way, Dr. Ben Carson. And so he went to this church, Great Faith Ministries International Church, and he not only went to the church and sat through a service and spoke to the congregation, and I've got some audio from that speech to the congregation, which, by the way, went very well. Thank you very much. But he also gave an interview to Bishop Wayne T. Jackson from the Impact Network. Even the fact that Donald Trump did an interview with this guy is mired in controversy. So we'll go over all that and a whole lot more. But I think that people are freaking out about Donald Trump going to this church, reaching out to the African-American community, because at least it seems like it's working. And so now we have people that are calling Donald Trump a racist. People are calling Donald Trump, of course, all kinds of names. But Ben Carson went along for the ride. As you know, Ben Carson is from Detroit, and he is on the campaign trail with him. And he was quoted as saying that the Republicans, frankly, haven't deserved the vote of those in the inner cities.
The Republican Party has not made an extensive outreach to certain communities, including the African-American community, because they've pretty much written that off.
Yeah, and so I guess whether you agree with that or not, you could certainly say that the Democrats have taken the black vote for granted. But moving on from there, Ben Carson also talked about the fact that all those years that the Democrats have been getting the vote of those in the African-American communities, and their situation has gotten worse, not better.
What is going to be accomplished is something that many in the Democrat Party fear, and that is an alternative to, you know, promises that are not kept.
Yeah, and it is those promises that have not been kept that was the focus and has been the focus of many of Donald Trump's comments as he tries to court the black vote. And that is what this trip to the Great Faith Ministries International Church in Detroit is all about. Now, I don't know about you. I've been to Detroit. Frankly, it's not a good place. It is a city that absolutely needs to be saved. And one of the things that Donald Trump said while he was in Detroit is that he essentially wants to save Detroit. But the problem is there are many Detroits across America. There are many cities who you could look at any number of cities across America and say, you know what? That city is in dire need of saving. And so the question is, how do you save those cities? Well, part of that is trying to save the inner cities of those cities. And he talked about that, Donald Trump did, during this church service in front of this congregation. He got a standing ovation, by the way, and that is very important. I'll tell you why that's important coming up next. But here's just a bit of a taste of what Donald Trump had to say on Saturday.
I just want to let you know that I am here to listen to you, and I've been doing that. And we had a fantastic interview with Bishop Jackson. It was really an amazing interview.
Yeah, in that interview, we should be seeing that interview here in the next couple of days. Not without its controversy, the New York Times said that the entire interview was essentially fixed. The church gave Donald Trump the questions. Donald Trump had very pat answers that he was going to give. And they also said that the Trump campaign wanted to edit the interview so that Donald Trump looked as good as possible. The church denied all of these allegations. And so that interview, hopefully we'll see that here in the next couple of days. But Donald Trump continued on, and he talked about injustice and in America.
I'm here today to learn so that we can together remedy injustice in any form, and so that we can also remedy economics so that the African-American community can benefit economically.
Yeah, another big question is this outreach by Donald Trump going to be too little too late? And he also talked about how the African-American church has been so important, historically speaking.
For centuries, the African-American church has been the conscience of our country. So true. It's from the pews and pulpits and Christian teachings of black churches all across this land that the civil rights movement lifted up its soul and lifted up the soul of our nation.
Yeah, and very, to me, when I'm listening to Donald Trump speak, he sounds believable. He sounds genuine. He sounds sincere. He really sounds like he's connecting with this particular audience. Here's the problem. The problem is it could be too little too late, but we'll see where Donald Trump goes from here. He continued on to talk about how we need to do more to help the black churches help those in their communities.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
Yeah, and we know that within the inner cities, there are a lot of problems. And oftentimes, we talk about the problems within the inner cities. We've got gang issues. We've got unemployment issues. We've got violence that is never ending. We've got fatherless households. So clearly, the church is a good place to start. Donald Trump knows that. And as far as I know, Donald Trump didn't necessarily mention any of the, what I would call the self-inflicted wounds that we find in the inner cities. He also talked about the power of families and communities.
You do right every day by your community and your families. You raise children in the light of God. I will always support your church, always, and defend your right to worship.
Yeah, and as he continued on, the audience, the congregation there in the church, they are listening to every word. And he talked a lot about unity and peace.
It is my prayer that America of tomorrow, and I mean that, that the America of tomorrow will be one of unity, togetherness, and peace.
And I think one of the things that we are certainly missing in this country is a feeling of trust, and whether it's a feeling of trust between, let's just go down the line, shall we? A feeling of trust and mutual trust between Republicans and Democrats, between establishment Republicans and conservative, quote-unquote conservative Republicans, between Donald Trump supporters and never-Trumpers. It goes on and on and on. And so Donald Trump, on Saturday, at this church service, talked about the bond of trust that needs to happen to make our nation strong.
I want to work with you to renew the bonds of trust between citizens and the bonds of faith that make our nation strong.
So what would the reaction be to that kind of a speech? To me, that speech is unifying. To me, that speech is not only an olive branch, that is like an oak tree branch. It is a huge reach out to the African-American community. We'll look at some of the reaction to that speech coming up next. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I am in for Brian and Larry. It is 7:15. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, say hello to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi there, Dan. New York Avenue eastbound still closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road by a crash, so your alternate is Rhode Island Avenue. And, of course, because it is a holiday, HOV restrictions have been lifted for today on 270, the Beltway, 95, 66, and 395. Now, checking some other roadways, the George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to 395, the 14th Street Bridge, 15-minute commute, not too bad there. 66 westbound looking pretty good from the bridge to Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway. It's about an 11 or 12-minute commute. And Metro's Blue Line, Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn Street stations are closed because of SafeTrack. Free shuttle buses available from Eisenhower Avenue. Buses will also replace trains between the Stadium Armory and Benning Road. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL forecast.
What an amazing day ahead. Sunny, high around 89, a hot week ahead as well. Lows tonight around 68. Right now, it is 65 degrees in the nation's capital.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is Mornings on the Mall here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. In for Brian and Larry, Dan Mandis here. Darn glad to be here on Labor Day. Hope you are having an outstanding Labor Day at that. So why is it that Donald Trump simply visiting a church is mired in such controversy? Well, I talked a little bit before the traffic and weather together on the fives about why this has been so-called controversial, although I do believe that there are people, of course, who make even the most innocent of actions controversial. And I think that is, of course, what's happening here. Congressional Black Caucus on Trump being a racist. There is all kinds of folks who are saying that even Donald Trump simply reaching out to the African-American community is wrong based on some of the things that Donald Trump has said in the past. And it is always interesting to hear the reaction to some of the things that Republicans do from the left. Now, Gregory Meeks is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, and he says that Donald Trump is not to be trusted, telling Fox News Sunday, all you have to do is look at Donald Trump's past comments.
You have what I think is a bait and switch scenario that Donald Trump is trying to put on and to, you know, in the words of Marco Rubio, con the American people, in this instance, con African Americans.
Now, I gotta say, that, and I'm a white guy from the suburbs, so just so you know where I'm coming from, but if I were African American and I was sitting in that church in Detroit and I was one of those that gave Donald Trump a standing ovation, I gotta be honest with you, I'd be a little offended at what this guy, the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, Gregory Meeks, has to say. trying to say some that Donald Trump is trying to con those in the African-American community. Because, you know, my first thing would say, my first comment would be, hey, I appreciate your input, but I can make up my own mind on Donald Trump, because I, myself, again, would be a little offended that this dude is trying to tell folks what to think. However, that is part of his job. And he continued to push this idea on Fox News Sunday that Donald Trump's past comments cannot be overlooked.
Some of the things that Donald Trump has said clearly are racist. They've indicated it, that those were remarks that were racist in character.
Yeah, well, you know what? I understand what he's trying to say, but you can't always look at somebody's past comments and put them in context with what's happening today. Some of the things that Donald Trump has said in the past, they have a certain context to them. And so when you just continuously push this narrative that Donald Trump is a racist without putting everything in context. Now, Donald Trump has said some things in the past that are controversial, but the truth of the matter is that Donald Trump, and I'm not stumping for Trump, just so you know, but I'm just stating facts. Donald Trump has employed a whole bunch of black folks, a whole bunch of African Americans all across America. And you have to look at the fact that he is now trying to court the African American community. I just played you the audio. And to me, Donald Trump is trying to do all the right things. However, I would also say that Gregory Meeks here does have a point in the sense that Donald Trump, in my opinion, is starting too late. Meeks also talks about Donald Trump's character. Listen to this.
Those are all statements that I would say lend one to believe that he has racist tendencies. At least those are what his beliefs are, if you believe what he says.
Yeah, now here's the deal. Liberals calling Republicans racist has been going on for a long time. We all know that Mitt Romney was called a racist. We all know that John McCain was called a racist as well. We know that it is one of the, as far as the liberals go, that is one of the talking points of the liberals, is always to just call conservatives racist. And part of me wonders is, as we look at the situations in the inner cities continue to deteriorate over and over and over again. Listen, Detroit has been in the hands of liberals for a long time. Chicago has been in the hands of liberals for a long time. At what point does America collectively, you know, black folks and otherwise, American voters, take a look at these constant hurls of racism over and over and over again? And when do they look at what's happening in the inner cities and they realize, you know what, we understand what the Democrats' talking points are, but sometimes you really do need to shake things up a bit to find some change. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. But that's exactly how I found Dr. Ribrellia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger than, and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
725 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Say hello to Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, Dan, because it is a holiday, Labor Day, HOV restrictions have been lifted for today on the Beltway, 270, 95, 66, and 395. New York Avenue eastbound been a problem all morning long. It continues to be so. Closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road. 270 southbound between 121 and 370, a 10-minute commute, not too bad. 95 in Virginia northbound between Route 1, Aquia, and Quantico, it's about a 5-6-minute trip. And as far as mass transit is concerned, buses are replacing trains for scheduled track work today on the Orange Line between Stadium Armory and Benning Road, Minnesota Avenue. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny skies. We will hit the upper 80s today. Mostly clear tonight. Low 68. Hot for Tuesday as we'll see the sunshine and get up to 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now, 65 degrees in our nation's capital. Right now, it is 726. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. Hope you're having a great Labor Day weekend. Keep it safe. Anthony Weiner in the news. I've got to tell you that the more I think about Anthony Weiner, and I try not to think about Anthony Weiner, but here's what's interesting about this story. What he did is obviously perverted and everything else, and I don't want to get into the whole sociological aspects of Anthony Weiner right now, but maybe I will a little bit later on. But I just want you to think about this. One, there are a whole bunch of people that are politicizing what Anthony Weiner did. Can you, or can Republicans, I should say, somehow use the Anthony Weiner scandal against Hillary Clinton politically? Now, there's part of me that thinks that, you know, you possibly could. Because you have Hillary Clinton, whose judgment has certainly been called into question, and she has trusted a woman, Uma Abedin, who has, in my estimation, perhaps, not perhaps, it is my estimation, that Uma has also exercised poor judgment in staying with a guy like Anthony Weiner. So there's questions of judgment all the way around, but can it be used against Hillary Clinton politically? We will explore that here in the next hour or so here on Mornings on the Mall with Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the D.C. area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Yeah, a question I get from a lot of clients, a lot of federal employees at retirement classes when they come into the office, they'll ask, should we make changes to our TSP, the different funds that we're invested in? What do you do? And it really depends on how you plan on using your money and when you plan on using your money.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
729 on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis on Labor Day weekend, in for Brian and Larry. Appreciate you being here. Coming up next, we're going to take a move away from politics and talk about PTSD and 9/11. It's not just veterans, but also first responders and others that are suffering symptoms. We've got an expert coming up next right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama is just about to begin a news conference in China after a rare one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning.
This was just a pull-aside meeting, but it lasted for an hour and a half. Among the touchy subjects on the list, Ukraine, Syria, and Russia's suspected hacking of the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. The United States is condemning North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles off its eastern coast. The U.S. says the tests and other recent ones like it violate U.N. Security Council resolutions and also pose a threat to aircraft and commercial ships in the region. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are making Labor Day pitches in Ohio today. Trump is joining running mate Mike Pence at a morning roundtable discussion with union members in Cleveland. Then he'll campaign at a fair in Youngstown. Clinton plans to arrive in Cleveland for a Labor Day festival with union leaders and workers later on. Meanwhile, Trump campaign officials and advisors continue to deflect direct questions about Trump's immigration policy.
Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence and Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway refusing to give concrete answers on what would happen to the millions of undocumented immigrants living and working in the United States, saying that after certain enforcement actions had taken place, including the deportations of those with criminal records, as well as the building of that wall, there would be some kind of reassessment regarding the undocumented immigrants.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier is getting some special recognition today at the Washington Nationals game. Before the game against the Atlanta Braves begins, the Nationals will honor Lanier with what they're calling a special tribute. Checking your money. The markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 18,492. The Nasdaq at 52.50. Sports, the Nats lose to the Mets again. The Orioles fall to the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics beat the Wings in Dallas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships. And I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. If you're getting ready to move, recently inherited a home, or have an investment property, here's the best piece of advice I can give you. Talk to a rent estate advisor from Renters Warehouse. They can make sure you get top dollar for your home through renting it. Did you know that nowhere else have rents risen faster in the past several decades than in the D.C. region? That means you can turn your home into a cash register that rings every month with great rental income. Renting is the only way to get long-term cash flow, equity, appreciation, and tax breaks. And with the pros at Renters Warehouse doing all the grunt work for a property management fee of just $80 a month, you open the door to financial freedom and a great lifestyle. Renters Warehouse handles the tenant placement, rent collection, the pesky 3 a.m. phone calls, and more. Go to renterswarehouse.com to get a free home rental price analysis or call 202-625-4370. Talk to one of the rent estate advisors today. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. New York Avenue eastbound still closed down between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road by a crash. All lanes are blocked, so use Rhode Island Avenue. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 7-minute commute. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, more like 5 or 6. Not too bad at all. And because it is a holiday, HOV restrictions have been lifted on Labor Day for 270, the Beltway, 95, 66, and 395. The Blue Route, Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn stations closed because of SafeTrack. Free shuttle buses are being used from Eisenhower Avenue, and buses are replacing trains for scheduled track work today on the Orange Line between Stadium Armory and Benning Road, Minnesota Avenue. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory following high tide, but it is hot. Sunshine 89 today. Tonight mostly clear. Overnight low 68 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 65 in Alexandria, 55 in Beltsville, 65 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Man, it is Labor Day weekend, Monday morning. Dan Mandis here, in for Brian and Larry. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Hope you have a great three-day weekend. I want to bring in Shannon Walker. She is an expert of PTSD and an advocate for veterans, and she is with the organization Northwest Battle Buddies for Veterans. And Shannon, it's hard to believe it's been almost 15 years since 9/11, and a new study of first responders is now showing that there is a link between post-traumatic stress disorder and cognitive impairment. So Shannon, let's put that in everyday terms for us. What does that mean, so that folks can understand what we've learned from this new study of first responders of 9/11 and cognitive impairment?
Hi, good morning. In layman's terms, just to make it more simple, is a lot of cognitive impairment causes a slight but noticeable and measurable decline in cognitive ability. Symptoms like that might, you know, include like memory loss, the ability to make sound, to get sound decisions, and you know, having just regular thinking skills. But often cognitive changes, you know, they're going to be likely noticed by the person, but not necessarily severe enough to be noticed by the people around them.
So we've seen that military personnel, veterans, are afflicted with PTSD. We've known that. I haven't known any time, and maybe I've just been too focused on the veterans, which if you can be too focused on veterans, but I don't seem to recall first responders or civilians being afflicted with PTSD as it relates to 9/11 or any of these other kinds of emergencies. I know that, emotionally you can be really stressed out and you can have reactions to horrible things that happen to you, but is this the first time that we've seen civilians hit with the kind of PTSD that veterans are used to getting?
Yeah, and I don't know if they're exactly like what veterans are used to getting. However, it is the first time that I've personally ever heard of it, even though I've only been started, you know, I started Northwest Battle Buddies and kind of dove into this about 4.5 years ago. But it is the first time I've ever heard about that, you know, experiences of and trauma, short-term or long-term, causing such a issue as this.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens to these civilians. And just so everybody knows what we're talking about, we know that after the planes hit the towers and the towers went down, there were civilians, there were first responders, there were people that dug through the rubble for days and days and days. And the study shows that this cognitive impairment, does it look like it could turn then into dementia or early dementia?
Yeah, you know, there actually is studies that show that there's an increased risk of eventually developing, you know, Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia in that way. However, one thing we want to note that they do know often in some of the studies is that not all people with MCI have, some of them show actually, they don't always get worse. Sometimes they actually do get better on their own.
Let's talk about treatment. Is there a difference between treating a civilian and treating a veteran with PTSD? And what is that treatment for civilians?
You know, I think that there's a lot of the treatments that are very much the same, you know, such as prescribed medications to boost neurotransmitter levels. You know, there's also different forms of occupational therapy for both to focus on teaching the patient strategies to minimize the effect of the cognitive impairment, you know, in their day-to-day activities, and even environmental approaches, you know, that are similar in both, you know, such as reducing the clutter and the noise in the environment and in the home to make it easier for the patient to focus on tasks and to reduce confusion and frustration. One of the main differences in the therapies that I've learned is, you know, the veterans, you know, they're dealing with such incredible, you know, a lot of it long-term invisible trauma that a lot of their treatments focus in a very specific to the trauma at hand, such as combat and memories and, you know, survivor's guilt and, you know, and definitely a lot of group counseling and different kind of, like I said, different kind of therapies along that way. So that is what I've noticed is if there's a significant difference in maybe the focus is for the veterans with PTSD, that it's really around their trauma in that moment in such a way of that as that.
Now, we know that the guy in Dallas that killed 5 police officers and the guy that in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that also had PTSD, the guy in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, killed 3 officers. We know that they were not able to get help from the VA. Their families both said they felt helpless to get these veterans help. What can a family do these days if they suspect that their loved ones have PTSD? I know that we've seen stories that their family members would say, well, we had no idea that our veteran, our loved one, had PTSD. He just seemed really depressed, but we did know he had PTSD. Can you go over some of the symptoms of your average person that has PTSD?
Absolutely. You know, One of the main focuses or one of the main symptoms or even some of the veterans that I've worked with, they call, you know, their drug of choice in dealing with PTSD is isolation. That's kind of how they phrase that. But, you know, not isolation is huge. It's one of the biggest things. It's one of the reasons that our dogs and having service dogs makes such a positive impact in the quality of their life. But, you know, just also crowds and noises, some of the things that we just spoke about in these studies where they learn how to cope with their environment and also, you know, are often, you know, taught how to kind of eliminate stress and anxiousness in their life by paying attention to where they go. That's one of the reasons they isolate. They don't want the crowds. They don't want the noise. They don't want the hecticness. They don't want to be in places, you know, one of the, you know, that are, where it's going to trigger maybe some of their panic attacks.
Well,
you're right.
And Shannon, we know that, say, for example, on the 4th of July, veterans do have a problem on the 4th of July. Very briefly, let's talk very quickly about your organization, the Northwest Battle Buddies for Veterans. How can folks get more information on that briefly?
If they go to northwestbattlebuddies.org, that is our website. We also have a Facebook page, Northwest Battle Buddies. And we provide service dogs to combat veterans who have PTSD at absolutely no charge to the veterans.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Shannon, thank you very much for being with us. Shannon Walker, she is an expert on PTSD with the organization Northwest Battle Buddies for Veterans. I've seen a number of different times the positive impact that these service dogs can have on veterans to draw them out of their shell, and they do great work over there, and we appreciate Shannon's input on that. My name is Dan Mandis. This is Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Hello. Good morning. Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi, Dan. Listen, we've been dealing with this problem on eastbound New York Avenue since about 5:45 this morning. It's closed between Montana Avenue and Bladenburg Road because of an accident, so your alternate remains Rhode Island Avenue. An accident on the Beltway's outer loop just beyond St. Barnabas Road. The right lane is blocked. 95 in Virginia southbound, just past the Fairfax County Parkway. Be careful. There's two right lanes blocked because of a crash. 66 westbound from the bridge to the Beltway. It's an 11-minute commute. And the George Washington Parkway northbound from 395 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway. It's about a 15, 16-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory once we move past high tide. It is hot today, and it will be hot through the work week. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Keep that grill close to some shade. Mostly clear tonight, low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 65 degrees in the nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. Here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, it is Mornings on the Mall. It has been a year. Can you believe it's been a year since the Ashley Madison hack? And now they're going back and they're talking to and finding out the experiences of those families who were affected by the Ashley Madison hack. Now, we all remember what that was. Ashley Madison, it is a website for cheating people. And if they're married, people could go to Ashley Madison's website. I don't want to give the actual website on the air here because I don't want to give them any publicity. But it was an important story. And I think the reason why the Ashley Madison hack was an important story was because I think it told us a number of different things. One of the things that it told us is that, to me anyway, one of my impressions was that here in America, and this wasn't just an American thing, this was going on all over the world, it seems like we as a society, and especially here in America, we just can't handle monogamy. I was shocked at not that Ashley Madison was hacked, but I was shocked at the amount of people that just thought it was okay to cheat. And so now they're going back and they're looking at the thousands of families and millions of families actually that were affected. And some of the things that happened to those families after they found out that their spouse was cheating. And it's interesting because divorce attorneys are calling the period after the Ashley Madison hacks in the summer of 2015 as Christmas in September, because families and spouses found out that their spouses were cheating, and divorce attorneys ended up getting a whole boatload of new business. And you hear some of the experiences of some of these cheated on spouses, the victims. And one guy tells of his experience, and he said that there's no other way to say it. He had to look at a number of different videos of his wife having affairs with other men. Videos. There were also, as we know, people who committed suicide. There were politicians who got wrapped up in this. There were pastors that got wrapped up in this as well. And it is rather stunning that there are still to this day people who are utilizing these kinds of sites, like Ashley Madison, for example, and others. I mean, you've got Craigslist. You've got a number of different sites and apps now, too, that people can simply use to cheat. And part of me wonders this. Part of me wonders is, as we look at marriages today, and as we look at the state of marriage today, I think what Ashley Madison, the hack of Ashley Madison, told us is that there were more people than we thought that were very simply willing to throw it all away for what was really mindless, cheap one-night stands. But I think it also tells us that marriage in America has been diminishing in the eyes of many people. And we know here in America and elsewhere, but especially here in America, the couple that has been together for 50 years and they die in each other's arms in the hospital after 50, 51, 52 years of marriages, that doesn't happen anymore. Which is really sad, obviously. And we're seeing this more and more as time goes on. And the more that couples get divorced, we're finding the younger generation, they're deciding, you know what? I'm just not going to get married. Listen to this story. More people are now using drones. Yes, I said drones, to catch their cheating partners. What they're finding is that if somebody suspects that their spouse is having an affair, they're getting these drones. And they're utilizing these drones to follow their spouses anywhere they go to see if they can catch them going to, say, for example, a neighbor's house. Say, for example, some sort of a hotel or a motel nearby. And what they're finding is that this is getting into some murky legal territory. Here's why. Because if somebody has some sort of a restraining order out on another person, say, for example, a spouse or a boyfriend or whatever, they're using drones to spy on their partners. They're using drones to figure out exactly where that person is, so that if they have some sort of a suspicion that their partner is cheating, or if they want to know at all times where their partner is, they are literally, I kid you not, folks, sending up drones. Now, here's the downsides to all this. If there's a creeper out there that's thinking, oh, well, that's a great idea, I'm going to follow my spouse, my significant other, there are some downsides to using drones. One, they have a limited range. They don't fly that far, so the cheating must be happening nearby in order for you to do a flyby. They do not have stealth technology. Typically, you can see drones and you can hear drones, but also the downside to drones, as you are trying to figure out, is if your spouse is cheating, is the fact that if you have to use a drone to figure out if your spouse is cheating, you're probably already in trouble. My name is Dan Mandis. Here, it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when you're going to buy a newer pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, geez, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, listen, this is the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Right there, you've got confidence in these guys. Plus, the Ted Britt Labor Day blowout is going on right now, and you're going to be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you, because at Ted Britt, you'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. They've got prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Why not schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see what kind of service you'll get? Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
One night, 9 locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the 2 obstacles you'll face, the 7 ways investors fail, and the 1 solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, 9 locations. Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Good news! There's still time to enroll in a bachelor's or master's degree program at UMUC, a respected state university. But hurry, classes are starting soon. Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL, Labor Day weekend, September 5th. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a great weekend. It is 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. New York Avenue eastbound still closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road because of a crash. The Beltway's outer loop past St. Barnabas Road, a crash blocking the right lane. 95 in Virginia southbound past the Fairfax County Parkway. There's an accident. 2 right lanes are blocked. The injuries are reported on this one. And in mass transit, Metro's Orange Line buses replacing trains for scheduled track work between Stadium Armory and Benning Road. This report brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine will get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow. High 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday. Upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 65 degrees on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 in installed. You'll see who is at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
Your home. It's how you live. It might need work, maybe more space, your style, or need an overdue fix. Well, Big Dog Remodelers is your solution. They're a licensed general contracting firm in D.C. and Maryland. It's a family business, and they take great pride in their home designs and professional execution. The difference is it's personal at Big Dog Remodelers. They believe it should be a creative, fun, and hassle-free experience. Your project is managed by the owner, and the work is done by quality craftsmen who are company employees. Big Dog Remodelers in D.C. and Maryland. Kitchens, baths, decks, rooms, exteriors, everything home. Leave nothing to chance and call now to shorten the distance between your vision and a new living space. Call 240-338-3814 for a free consult or bigdogremodelers.com. That's 240-338-3814 for your home.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
It's coming up on 8 o'clock. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL, in for Brian and Larry. Coming up, Hillary and the FBI and Donald goes to church. It all begins next here on WMAL Mornings on the Mall.